Hello, this is Lenny.
Yes, sir. While I was on the phone with somebody else, I got a call from this number just right before 12:59, I believe was the time on it. And I'm sure it wasn't you that called, because it had to be somebody using your number. Most of the time when I call these numbers back, I get a recording saying it's a non-working number. Your call cannot be completed, but now and then I actually get a hold of some innocent person where they were using their name and number. And it said Chattanooga's what it said on the caller ID.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
So you can barely hear me?
Yes.
Well, anyway, what I was telling you was I got a call from your number. That's how I got your number to call you. It's on my caller ID while I was talking to somebody else. And I'm sure I shouldn't be getting a call from you, so it pretty much had to be somebody using your number.
Oh, good. Yes.
So anyway, I'm sorry I bothered you. Most of the time when I call these numbers back, I get a recording saying it's a non-working number, but now and then they actually use somebody's number. And I've had people call me where my name and number had come up on their caller ID. And friends of mine are telling me now when I call them that instead of my name coming up there, it says spam risk. And I'm no spammer. Anyway, sorry I bothered you. It was some idiot using your number. It had to be.
Oh, yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Well, I don't know. I usually get at least three calls a day that say Chattanooga on them, and there are scammers claiming to be with Medicare or with car warranty, which I do not have. And, but usually at least three times a day, I'll get a call that on the caller ID it says Chattanooga, and they're scammers is what they are.
Sorry, what was your name again?
My name's Ray Price. It may have, what, did you notice what came up on your caller ID when I called you a minute ago?
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, she was the first in the family to go to university. And she passed with distinctions. We're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Well, I get these calls pretty much all day long on my house phone, and they're scammers. And, of course, some of them even tell you that I had one idiot call last week and say they were going to send me a cashier's check for I don't remember how much. And, of course, I didn't fall for that. I told him just go ahead and send it, And I know that they were fishing for information, I'm sure, which he never did get that far before I insulted him enough to worry hung up. But people will tell me we'll block the number. They never use the same number twice, and this is on my house phone anyway, but I do get some on my cell phone. But it wouldn't do any good to block the number on it, because they never use the same number twice. They just change the number, and then when you try to call them back, 99% of the time, you'll get a recording that'll say, "We're sorry, your call cannot be completed," or "We're sorry, the number you have dialed is a non-working number. Please try again you know, and all this blah, blah stuff. And so I don't know if it's coming from, well, I think it probably is a lot of it coming from these call centers, because you'll hear a whole bunch jabbering in the background. And a lot of times it'll be a man that claims to be John or Mike, and he sounds like he's a Chinaman or something, you know. And, you know, it's nobody that's around here.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
I said a lot of times they sound like some man from China when it's a man. And they'll claim her name is John, you know. This is John. And it'll, you know, they don't sound like we do. Well, are
you
having
trouble?
Would you say
that again, please?
Well, they don't sound like us a lot of times. They sound like they're from another country.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry I bothered you. You have a good day.
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Which what?
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Well, I don't know about that, but anyway, that's the reason I called you, is because I got a call while I was on the phone with someone else from your number, and that's how I got your number. And I usually try to call these numbers back, but most of the time I don't get a hold of anybody. I get a recording. So that's the reason I called you. You know, I didn't just make up your number and call you. It's on my caller ID. But anyway, you have a good day. I'm sorry I bothered you. Bye-bye.